Well, sir, Paul cleared that country so quick, farmers had their crops in the first week. So Paul headed again for the big woods and more room. But he ran into a terrible blizzard. Why, it was so cold, even the snow was blue. When Paul built a fire, the flames froze. And while he was building a second fire to melt the first one, he heard a low moan. He looked all around, and he found a big ox, frozen just as blue as the snow. Paul pushed the animal over the fire, and the ox thawed out. And they became pals, and Paul named the ox Babe. The two of them headed west, and they left lots of tracks behind them. Come spring, those tracks filled with water, and the area became known as the Land of 10,000 Lakes. With winter over, Paul and Babe went right to work. They logged off North and South Dakota, dug the Missouri River to float the logs to the sawmills, and then, so they could look the country over and see what else to do, they built Pike's Peak. When they roughhoused and got into a big tug of war, they piled dirt and rock so high it formed a range of mountains. Today, they're called the Grand Tetons. Well, sir, all that horseplay, ox play, made Paul and Babe kind of dirty. So Paul built them a shower bath. They went off and left it running, and today Paul's shower bath is called Yellowstone Falls. Paul trudged even further west until he reached the end of the Oregon Trail. He found the logging crews there couldn't move the timber to the sawmills because the river was so dad burn crooked. Paul looked the situation over, sort of careful-like, and then he harnessed Babe with a yoke, hitched on a big anchor, and threw it in at the head of the river.
Well, Paul and Babe, they heaved and hauled, and the job was quickly done. They pulled that crooked river out as straight as the barrel of a gun. Hey, Paul,
they're on their way!
Paul Bunyan!
The country began to prosper. Yep, civilization had arrived in the great Northwest. And with it came a strange contraption called a handy-dandy steam saw and a little round barrel of an engine called a steam locomotive. Paul Bunyan laughed at these newfangled inventions, and the saw salesman called Paul an old fogey. Well, sir, there was nothing left to do but hold a contest. Paul Bunyan and Babe against the steam saw and the locomotive. The contest was to last 1 hour. Then the judge was to measure the stacks of timber and declare the winner. When both sides were ready, the contest began. Paul swung his axe, felled a tree with each stroke. The saw chugged along, belching fire and smoke. As Paul strode by, not a tree did he pass. The steam saw kept pace, mowing timber like grass. Babe caught the logs, piled them high on a sled. The loki was even, then moved on ahead.
Hey, Paul, Paul Bunyan, cut that timber, show him how, beat that city slicker now. Hey, Paul,
get him, Paul,
Paul Bunyan,
slashing and a hacking and a cutting each tree, Paul and the machine were as close as could be. The race looked dead even, and when the judge went to measure the stacks, they looked dead even, too. Paul's stack measured exactly 240 feet, and the steam saw had cut 240 feet and 1/4 inch.
Poor Paul, poor Paul Bunyan.
But don't you feel sorry for Paul and Babe. They're up Alaska way and mighty happy. Lots of room up there, you know. And those northern lights you see in the sky, well, that's Paul and Babe having fun oxen around, knocking the aurora borealis out of the countryside.
Paul Bunyan and his big blue ox will never be forgotten, for history shows this country owes that rugged pair a lot.
Paul. So long, Paul.